It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Alaskans are renewing their congressional delegation. In 2008, Democrat Mark Begich replaced longtime Senator Ted Stevens. And this week, two-term Senator Lisa Murkowski conceded defeat in a Republican primary. Her loss was also a loss for a political dynasty, as well as for a woman considered a rising star in Washington. From member station KUAC in Fairbanks, Dan Bross has more.
Lisa Murkowski acknowledged the shocking reality at a press conference Tuesday.
It's for the good of the state of Alaska. I am now conceding the race for the Republican nomination.
Murkowski's defeat ends a long family run in the U.S. Senate. She was appointed to the Senate seat in 2002 by her father, Frank, who became governor after holding it for 22 years. The primary winner, Joe Miller, is a Fairbanks attorney and self-labeled constitutional conservative backed by the Tea Party. Miller is riding a wave of anti-federal government sentiment not uncommon in Alaska, a state where the feds control a lot of land but also spend big. Miller advocates axing the funding and turning land over to states.
We have the capacity within the state through our resource base to provide for more than enough jobs, more than enough to make up for those other jobs that we'd lose as a result of federal dependency.
Miller's primary success was aided by a ballot measure on abortion that drew more conservatives to the polls. The candidate goes up against little-known Democrat Southeast Alaska Mayor Scott McAdams in this fall's general election. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.